Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. To Have or to Be is a profound exploration from the renowned psychoanalyst and philosopher Erich Fromm. Published initially in 1976, this influential work continues to be relevant today, offering insightful observations on modern society's prominent modes of existence. Erich Fromm distinguishes two primary orientations toward life: having and being. He critically assesses these contrasting modes, arguing that modern societies predominantly promote a narcissistic, greed-driven culture based on possessing and accumulating materialistic wealth, status, and power. This pursuit, Fromm suggests, leads individuals towards anxiety, depression, and dissatisfaction, stripping away authentic happiness and peace from human experiences. Contrastingly, the being approach fosters genuine human fulfillment and satisfaction, emphasizing personal growth, relationships, creativity, inner freedom, authentic self-expression, and mental health. Fromm also discusses the impact this culture has on societal relationships, ecological damage, and the detachment individuals feel from others and even themselves. The book goes beyond theory by advising practical philosophical shifts and personal changes necessary for transforming society from a having-oriented to a being-oriented one. Through incisive criticism and profound psychoanalytical insights, Fromm challenges readers to rethink their attitudes toward material possessions and discover deeper, more fulfilling ways of living. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, having versus being. Modes of existence. One of the main arguments Fromm presents in this book is distinguishing clearly between two central modes of human existence: having and being. He describes the having mode as rooted in materialism, excessive consumption, and personal accumulation of goods, wealth, social status, and external validation. This mode creates a constant sense of inadequacy and frustration because, fundamentally, true satisfaction cannot emanate simply from acquiring products or possessions. People caught in a having mode typically operate from insecurity, anxiety, and competition, believing their worth to be directly related to what they possess. The being mode, on the other hand, prioritizes self-awareness, personal growth, intellectual and spiritual elevation, emotional intelligence, and deep interpersonal relationships. Individuals in this mode see life in terms of experience and internal values, meaning their sense of fulfillment and serenity derives from what they actually are, not what they have. Fromm extensively critiques the limitations and harms of a having-based culture, linking it directly to psychological disorders, prolonged stress, and emotional dissatisfaction prevalent in contemporary societies. He contrasts this by advocating for a being-oriented approach, which cultivates mental stability, self-contentment, and authentic fulfillment. Secondly, psychological implications of the having mentality. Erich Fromm provides profound insight into the psychological implications of adopting a having mentality. He argues that the modern crisis in personal mental health issues, such as depression, anxiety, and feelings of worthlessness, can significantly originate from our obsession with having and ownership. Individuals who prioritize acquiring and possessing material goods often experience internal emptiness, lack true connections with others, and struggle to build lasting, meaningful relationships. This attachment to material wealth serves as a coping mechanism, but inadequately fulfills deeper emotional and psychological needs. The incessant pursuit of things, wealth, and productivity breeds addictive tendencies and compulsive behaviors as a result of chronic dissatisfaction. Fromm delineates the ways in which the having orientation becomes inherently damaging to personal well-being, eroding one's ability to find genuine self-identity and experience real happiness and inner peace. He advocates for awareness, consciousness raising, and deeper self-reflection as critical means of shifting perspectives, thus safeguarding mental and emotional resilience over the long term. Thirdly, impact on human and ecological relationships. Another key topic addressed in Fromm's analysis is the detrimental effect the having mentality has on interpersonal relationships and the natural environment. Fromm points out that individuals oriented towards possession and gaining more often view relationships transactionally, wherein other people are valued based on their utility or what they offer materially or socially. This tendency leads to superficial, transient relationships lacking genuine love, compassion, trust, and emotional depth. Parallelly, Fromm addresses the ecological damage stemming from relentless consumerism and materialistic greed. The drive towards endless production and consumption inevitably leads to environmental degradation, unsustainable extraction of natural resources, and global ecological imbalance. This exploitative approach disconnects people from nature, resulting in psychological alienation and ecological ignorance. Fromm highlights the necessity of fostering a being mode of relationship building, grounded in emotional intelligence, empathy, and deeper connection, and promoting mindful consumption that recognizes our role and responsibility towards protecting and preserving the natural environment. Fourthly, self-actualization and the being orientation. Fromm dedicates significant attention to the concept of self-actualization within the context of the being mode. He aligns closely with thinkers such as Abraham Maslow by highlighting self-actualization as an internal topmost priority, achievable primarily when individuals operate from a being-oriented perspective. Rather than being defined merely by educational, social, and economic accomplishments, true self-actualization arises from personal growth, creativity, self-expression, and authentic relationships. Fromm underscores the importance of introspection, reflection, creativity, and inner wisdom as core elements of achieving personal authenticity and self-actualization. The being mode encompasses mindfulness, meaningful engagement with life activities, and emotional depth, making it distinctly suitable for fostering emotional maturity and personal integrity. By advocating for a shift toward being-oriented attitudes, Fromm provides a clear pathway toward discovering authentic selfhood and emotional spiritual fulfillment, enabling people to exist harmoniously with themselves, others, and the environment. Lastly, societal transformation and practical change. While investigating deeply philosophical and psychological paradigms, Fromm does not limit himself purely to diagnosis. Instead, he proposes practical steps and specific strategies for individual and collective transformation. He calls for systematic alterations within educational, economic, cultural, and social institutions, pivoting away from valuing material success as the primary measure of human worth and embracing humanist ethics and the deeper values of wisdom, kindness, creativity, solidarity, and empathy. Practically, Fromm suggests that society's goals be reshaped from maximizing accumulation to enhancing meaningful human functions and experiences like satisfaction, real community, and sustainable environment preservation. He emphasizes decentralization of power, encouragement of critical thinking, and enhancement of active participation in community and democracy as paths of societal education. At the individual level, Fromm argues for reflection, awareness, and practical changes, developing mindfulness, emotional intelligence, and prioritization of personal fulfillment through creativity, spirituality, and relationships, in pursuit of actual cultural transformation towards healthier societal behavior. In conclusion, To Have or To Be by Erich Fromm is vital for anyone seeking deeper insight into the psychological, sociocultural, environmental, and existential implications of contemporary lifestyles shaped by excessive materialism. This book is particularly useful for philosophers, psychologists, sociologists, environmentalists, educators, and individuals concerned about mental health, authentic happiness, personal growth, and broader societal issues. It compellingly argues that genuine fulfillment comes not from our possessions, but from our experiences, relationships, and self-expression. The transformative power of the content provides critical perspectives on modern life's superficiality, disillusionment, and unhappiness, offering alternative approaches for developing deeper, richer understandings of existence rooted in authenticity and being. Unlike many books addressing consumerism or materialism, Fromm extends his critique into practical solutions, emphasizing both individual and collective actions. Readers benefit significantly from reflections and guidance offered by Fromm, encouraging personal psychological growth, sustainable ecological understanding, and improvement in their overall happiness and mental health. This book uniquely combines philosophical depth with practical recommendations, ensuring thorough, balanced, and actionable insights that satisfy both intellectual exploration and genuine self-improvement. If you would like to support Eric Fromm, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.